Hello and welcome back to Prettiest Podcast, where pretty meets purpose. I'm your host, Triviana.
And I'm your co-host, Allie.
We're going to be talking about, are your friends
keeping you comfortable or
are your friends holding you back?
Period. Because sometimes your relationships can hold you back in life.
Exactly. And we just want to make sure that you are analyzing and realizing that sometimes friendships, they grow sour and they grow old.
And sometimes you outgrow things, and that is totally okay for you to recognize that, have those conversations, and figure out what's next.
Exactly. So today is going to be no games. We're getting straight to the point.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. So, Allie, hey girl.
Hey.
Okay, so the first step, do we identify? Do we cut them off? Because a lot of people say, like, you ain't showing me what you need to, I'm going to cut you off. So what you think?
I would say the very first thing to identifying, like, if your friendships are holding you back is there no, like, is there a lack of support? If you feel like that every time that you're doing something good or every time that you are really ecstatic or really happy about something that is positive in your life, and you're noticing that, hey, like, this person, they don't clap for me how I clap for them. And that's a big thing, because I feel like a lot of times, like, when you're doing things that are like, okay, if I want to go out and party or if I want to go out and do these other things, you're right here with me.
Right.
But when it's something positively affecting my life and I'm like, hey, I want to do this, but I'm noticing that there's no support, or you know how sometimes you kind of get those dry, like, answers, or a person's energy just kind of changes.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's like, okay, note taken. You know, I feel like that's the very first thing that you can know, is the lack of support. The worst thing is being surrounded around people that you feel like you're pouring into them and in their dreams and what they want to do in their lives to better them. But then when it comes to you, you feel like it's kind of dry. It's kind of like, where are they?
Where are they?
They don't show up for you. They don't show up for you the way that you show up for them.
Exactly.
And that would probably be like one of the first things that you can do to identify, or the first things that you can look at to identify whether a person is showing up for you.
I love that, because a lot of times, you know, we meet people where we at, and you've said this many times, and we're ready to level up, because at the end of the day, our purpose is to grow, is to level up.
Yes.
So when you're ready to level up, you have to reevaluate your friends. Are they supporting me? And I also think another sign to identify if it's, you know, time to let that friend go, or maybe time to hold them to a certain extent, is if they're supporting your negative influence, if they're just a negative influence overall. Because like you said, a lot of times we can get into a situation that we are doing positive, we are you know what I'm saying, just anything,
just changing the way that you do things, or like wanting to do something differently. And I feel like that's when you notice, like, okay, well, I've kind of picked up this positive thing in my life.
Right.
But where are you?
Where are you? Are you going to support this? They'd like, be like, girl, no, I ain't ready to do that. I'm not ready to participate in that type of change. But when you're ready to make a positive change, whether that's, you know, going to school, or whether that's, you know, anything positive, it's unlimited.
Yeah, anything positive.
People should support you with anything you do. It shouldn't be a box that they put you in. You know what I mean? So I feel like you can definitely identify if a friendship is outgrown, if they are a negative influence on you, if they're pulling you back
into old habits.
Exactly.
Yeah, if they're pulling you back into doing things that you like, okay, like, I kind of want to stop doing this, but you kind of notice this is the one person that's calling you every time.
Right.
That it's like, okay, girl.
Let's go out and party, but you know, I'm not finna go. I'm not finna support you in, you know,
anything else. And it's not, like I said, I'm always a firm believer in, it's not that you can't go out, kick it. It's not about that. But if you notice that there are habits that you have that you actually want to change that are going to impact your life, positively, mm-hmm. then, you know, you kind of want that support. And when you aren't getting that support, it's kind of like, okay, you know. Yeah. I kind
of
need to cut this off.
And I feel like your friends, it should be a circle. Sometimes yeah. it's most likely it's a circle of people. So yeah. most of the times, like, people will show themselves. So you can see that one person is supporting you. They like, go, girl, you doing yes. your thing. I love that you're yes. doing this. I love that you're changing. I love this new glow on you.
Yes.
But then you have the one friend that's like, I don't know, girl. I don't know about that. That you done got bougie on me. You done got... Then you know that you might have that love for them because y'all grew up in the sandbox. But sometimes you gotta hold them with a spoon. You gotta hold them as yeah. far as you can throw
with a long handle spoon.
With a long handle spoon. So yes. that's just what it is. If they're giving a negative influence, then you know maybe like this not the friend I need in my circle for me to elevate.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel like it kind of goes into like outgrowing them, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes you do outgrow friendships, and yeah. that's okay to. Be like, okay, you know, I think in this space, I'm kind of done with this.
Yeah.
But you know, what made me, what you just said made me think about the next thing that I would do to kind of, or the next thing that I would take note of that you can identify if this is a positive relationship or not, is there jealousy?
Oh.
Is there competitiveness?
Wow.
I feel like when the friendship is pure, mm-hmm. when it's a pure friendship, they're gonna clap for you regardless.
Yes.
Even if I'm going through some of the most craziest stuff in my life, my yeah. life is turned upside down.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm gonna be right outside clapping for my friend.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be clapping for my friend.
Every little win.
Like, I don't care if my friend got that new job, mm-hmm. and I was like, dang, I've been praying to the Lord, where's my new job, where's this raise, mm-hmm. and I see my friend like, okay, they getting it, like, I'm a clap, because
I'm a
you
clap.
Know what, she making money, we making money,
period,
because that's how, and I feel like the thing is, it's one of those things where, you know, like, that's real love.
Exactly.
That's real love, that's because real love. You won't look at it as jealousy, it mm-hmm. won't be jealousy. It'll all come from a place from love, because you won't feel like you're getting left behind. Mm-hmm. If anything, it'll be like, okay, God, I see what you're doing for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you're about to work in my life.
Period.
And I see it's real close to home.
Exactly.
So I know I'm next.
Let me not be jealous.
I'm not going to be jealous.
Let me appreciate. Let me pour into them,
yeah.
because I know my blessing is coming.
It's coming. Yeah. And the thing is, sometimes where... I feel like with jealousy, I heard this thing a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes jealousy is, we look at jealousy as a negative thing mm-hmm. sometimes, but sometimes it's about envy.
Mm.
And sometimes people will envy you, and it won't just be because of what you have. It'll be because of how people treat you, mm. how people talk to you,
yeah.
how the energy you carry
yeah.
when you walk into a room. Mm. And so sometimes, literally, I really want to say this was from, I heard this a long time ago, and it literally stuck with me for so long. People, I think this was, I went to this podcast, and I think it was Brennan's. So mm-hmm. if y'all haven't tuned into Brennan's stuff, tune into his stuff, please.
Yeah.
But, he has said, he was like, sometimes jealousy, this literally has stuck with me for years, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He said that sometimes jealousy is more of a thing where it's like, it's not I want to be you, it's more like I want what you have, but
right.
I not in a negative sense. Like, mm-hmm. I just wish I had that.
Yeah.
You know, I wish people loved on me like that.
Right.
I wish that, you know, that I could be seen in this mm-hmm. sense, or I wish I could be that confident.
Yeah.
I wish I could hold that space in people's hearts.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, you know, give people grace.
Yeah.
Give people grace.
Give people
but,
grace.
But like I said, that's one of those things where it's like, I feel like jealousy, now if a person is always like competitive, it's always you bring up something that's great that's happened in your life, and this person always feels like they have to one-up you, like
mm-hmm.
that's another way that you
absolutely
know. That's another
absolutely.
Way that you know.
I mean, from the jealousy to the competitiveness, you will know when the vibes are off. Yeah. Everybody's like, it's a vibe, but you know when it's not a vibe. You know
what
I mean?
Energy does not lie.
And
does not lie.
The thing about friendships is the fact that they are vital. They're important. Yeah. You know, a lot of times that we won't do certain things because of our friendships. We want to go certain places. We won't talk to certain people. You know what I mean? Because of our friendships. Yes. Loyal. You know what I mean? To the soil.
Literally so, loyal to the soil.
It's about making sure that whoever you're riding for is riding for you. You know what I mean? Yes. You got to make sure that whoever you're riding for is riding for you.
Reciprocation.
You know what I'm saying? If you are supporting your friend 100%, you want their reciprocation. If I'm pouring into you, you pouring into me.
Yes.
So if you see your friend is resistant to the change, that's a big thing. If you see your friend is just absolutely like, girl, no, I ain't trying to stop this. I ain't trying to stop that. I ain't trying to level up. If they blatantly show you, like, I ain't trying to do that, girl, you know that you might not need to cut them off. We not saying you got to cut a friend off. Yeah. But you know that at the end of the day, your self-journey is your self-journey alone. You are responsible for yourself. You are responsible for leveling up. You are responsible for growing. You know what I mean? You are seeking a support system, and your friendships are in that support system. And a lot of times that we might not get the support that
we're looking for.
Don't let that stop you. Let that be a discouraging moment in your journey, because your friends did support you, but you know God gave you a vision. God gave you that blueprint.
Yeah, and like they say, like, sometimes the vision is not meant for anybody else but you.
Exactly.
Sometimes it was only meant for you to see, and you can't take everybody with you.
They're not meant.
Not everybody's meant to go with you. Not everybody's meant to
They
go
say
with
that
you.
All the time.
They literally say
everybody,
that all the time.
Like, I have not heard one famous person that said that they had to cut off some friendships, you know, because of A, B, and C.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's about kind of identifying those friendships that's not for you, weeding out those weeds that's not for you before you get to that point. Yeah. Or even if you're at that point, it might be somebody that y'all was like this.
Ooh, and let me tell
y'all was like this.
Because this touches me.
Yes.
For me, and those are honestly going to be the hardest relationships to really come to terms with and be like, okay, I've been knowing this person since this
forever
long, and it's just not healthy anymore. I want to grow, and they're kind of just not going in the same way or on the same path that I'm on. And the thing is, I feel like you shouldn't, I mean, you're gonna feel bad about it, but you shouldn't feel bad about having to be like, hey, you know what? This just not, it's not working for me.
It's not working for me anymore.
I have to do better. And I know if I keep in this same cycle, I'm going to be years down the road looking at, like, what if I decided to do something
different? What if
different?
I decided to, and this
and
is not
to change it up.
Something that has to be confrontational.
Oh, no.
It's not about beef. This is the furthest thing from that. This is something that you identify within yourself. You're saying to yourself, girl, I got this business I'm trying to start. Girl, I got this degree I'm trying to get. Girl, I got this man I want to be with. You know what I mean? That I feel like it's sent from God. Nobody can turn down your blessings.
Yeah.
So this is about, are your friends turning down your blessings? Are your friends keeping you from elevating to your blessings so you can be prepared for your blessings? And there's a lot of times we don't want to cut them off, and I feel like you don't have to cut them off because God wants us to show love to everybody at the end of the day. So it's not about cutting them off, but it's about making sure that you're not holding yourself back,
you know,
for them.
I think it's kind of like how you just said that you're not holding yourself back, But you want to make sure that you're living the purpose that God gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Living in what God intended for you to have, because you never know. You taking those steps to actually live in your truth and follow your path might actually shine a light to your friends.
Exactly.
And be like, you know what? I got to get my shit together. Let me tell you, the people that are supposed to be there, they're going to start getting their shit together.
Exactly.
They're going to be on the same page. And the people that are really for you and supposed to be in your circle, y'all are going to be on the same page. It's not going to be that push and pull it's not going to be that push and pull, but and to say sometimes people just are not ready. Exactly. That's why it's not meant to be confrontational or a beef or an argument. You're just not ready, and I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either you get ready and you coming with me, or you stay where you're at. Exactly. And the thing is, I don't feel like you rush anybody in their process. Don't rush anybody in their process. So if they're in a space where they're like, that's where they're at, they still got more to learn. There's still more for them to learn, more for them to see. And you cannot, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make the horse
drink. You can't make the horse drink it.
Yeah, you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make the horse drink. And I think that's a part of the reason, like some of the reason why we also stay and we keep those connections, because we think like, well, maybe I can show them. Maybe I can like show them this way, and like, or you really have this desire to bring this person with you, because like you said, we're loyal and we do these things for our friends, and we're like, I just had this vision of you being in my life when I do these great things.
Yes.
And I want you to be here so bad with me. So it's like, a lot of times this comes from a place of love. But when you see the person is really not ready for that, you have to be willing to be like, you know what they say, if it's real, you let it go, it'll come back.
And so we want to talk about like basically how to approach a friendship when you realize, okay, baby, we done outgrown each other.
Yeah.
And I feel like one of the things can be open communication. Just be honest. Like, give them the benefit of the doubt. Give them the opportunity to change.
Yeah.
If you come across a relationship that you know that, hey, I've been throwing out this business idea. I started a business and you haven't supported it. Give them the opportunity to let them know, hey, I want you in my life, but I need you to step up as my friend.
I want you to show up in these ways.
I want you to show up in these ways.
Can you show up for me the way I show up for you?
Exactly.
You know, are you able to? And back to kind of like one of our last episodes, like having that compromise, like being able to have those conversations and being mature enough for both of you guys to be like, okay, well, maybe there was something I could work on too.
Yeah.
And maybe there's something you can work on, and let's kind of like, come to a happy medium.
Exactly. Because a lot of people don't realize that they're not being supportive, or that they are not, you know, giving you that energy of reciprocation. Mm-hmm. Some people genuinely don't know.
Yeah.
So have that open communication with your friends. Like, let them know, hey girl, I want you to buy it, like not even buy, but I want you to share my post on Instagram.
Like, share, comment.
You know what I mean? I expect these things from you, because when you tell me to come to your birthday parties, to give you gifts, or when you expect me to do these things, I come through for you. Period. Every single time.
Every time.
For 7 years straight. Yeah. So I need you when I am jumping out and doing something. I need that reciprocation.
I would love for you to be there.
And don't feel bad for holding your friends accountable for these things.
And you know what? I think that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's weird that sometimes in our friendships, we won't have these conversations.
Yeah.
But if it's your partner, you're checking that shit immediately.
Yeah.
Like, that's funny. I mean, I don't know if anybody does that.
And that's kind of
like,
about setting boundaries.
Yeah, that's definitely. And that's what I was about to say. I think the next thing is like, you know, set your boundaries.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, sometimes it's like, you have to, if you're serious about something, if you're serious about elevating and taking your life to the next level, you have to be like, okay, I might not be able to go out on this day, yeah. or I might not be able to talk to you on the phone this long, mm-hmm. this day. Like, and personally, y'all, I'm definitely the type of friend, baby, you ain't gotta talk to me every day.
You don't gotta talk to me every day.
Way. I literally just made a post about this. I'm like, baby, I'm afraid you don't talk to every day, but baby, I love you and I got you.
I got you.
I'm gonna show up when it's real. I'm gonna be there yeah. when it's something you care about. I'm gonna be there and I'm gonna show up for you in 100%. The best dress. Okay, yeah.
best dress front row,
rooting for my friend. But I might not talk to you every day. We might not text every day, but that yeah. does not mean I love you any less. Yes. You know. So you have to set your boundaries. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to, like, hey, you know, like I said, I can't talk to this at this time, or I might not be able to make it to this, but mm-hmm. maybe I can make it up to you. If I yeah. can't make it to this, like, girl, you know what? Next week, let's go here. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. I'll make it yeah. a me and you thing. Like,
exactly.
And that's still, to me, like, when you kind of have that, like, hey, I might not be able to do this, but I can still show up for you in this right. way. That, to me, is, like, a way of you, like, telling him, like, hey, I still care.
Yeah.
I love you. I still encourage you. And I know I can't be there. I know you might want to go party tonight, but girl, I ain't doing that. But, like, yeah. do you want to go here with me? Or mm-hmm. do you want to do this? Or do you want to spend some time together? Like, mm-hmm. you know, or sorry, I missed that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't able to make it.
Right. Sorry, I wasn't able to make it.
But, you know, mm-hmm. let me know when the next one is. I'm going to yeah. be right there, girl. You
exactly.
know? So that's definitely one of those things.
And you can definitely identify, like, a friend that's going to support you when you come to them and be like, hey, girl, I really do feel the type of way that you didn't show up to XYZ.
Yeah.
But I want you to support me in this way. Give your friends the opportunity to meet you where you're at. Because some friends mm. are literally stuck
yeah.
personally. But you have to realize that you are in control of your own self journey.
Yeah.
Your friends cannot elevate you or devalue you. You have mm-hmm. to be the one to elevate your own self, because at the end of the day, we are responsible for our yes. own happiness, for our own self growth, and XYZ. So come to them with open communication. Let them know, hey, I want you to do this for me yeah. because this is the way I feel a friend in my life where I'm at should show up
yeah,
as.
I agree. And yeah. set those boundaries.
Make sure
you set the boundaries. And kind of setting boundaries definitely goes back to having clear communication. Mm-hmm. You know, try to make it to where it's like, you know, hey, even if you are setting this boundary, or I can't show up for you in this way, mm-hmm. like, also add some compromise in there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I can't be here this time, but maybe, you know, on this mm-hmm. day, this time, we can meet up and we can do these things that yeah. you want to do. Like,
yeah.
you know, still show up, because I feel like still love your friends
yes.
through their times too.
Right.
You know, through, even if they can't be there now, if it's just completely destructive lifestyle,
yeah.
sometimes you just have to subtract yourself.
Yeah.
If it's completely destructive, if it's something that you know is gonna put you back in a negative cycle, mm-hmm. Don't do that.
But
if it's
yeah.
something where it's like, okay, I can really kind of have some leeway, mm-hmm. like, show up, you know, love them through the time that they're going through too.
Right.
Still love on them. Still yeah. send them love. Because everybody, you were there at one point too.
Exactly. And
there
I feel like
you were there.
This is not for y'all to go down every friend that you have ever friended and be like, this girl ain't this is not that. You know, because a lot of times you can have friends for certain stuff. We know.
But that is true. I feel like those
you know
people,
what
like,
I mean?
Have certain
you have
like certain friends for certain things.
Exactly. Like, every friend is not going to be that all in all supportive friends. But
yeah.
hey, I can hear up when I need a drink. I can hear up when I need, you know, to go out. So this is not for every friend.
No.
But those friends that you consider family.
Yeah, this is for them.
This is for them.
Yeah, this
you
is for
you know what I mean?
Ones,
that
yeah.
you, that if you were to get this gain of success, that you will take
them
with
you.
Them,
yeah.
with you. These are the friends that we're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, and I think it's funny because I do think that we all have, like, certain friends for certain things.
Right.
Like, I'm so sorry. I just
We do.
I definitely have, you know, you have certain groups for certain things.
Yeah.
It's okay to keep those groups because sometimes, you know, once you're done studying or once you're done applying to those jobs.
Yeah.
They doing your homework,
uh-huh.
whatever it is. You're like,
dang,
I'm not
eating a little drink. I need a little drink. Let me call up.
Yeah. So definitely don't empty all your friends.
Don't cut off everybody.
Don't clear out the roster, okay? Don't clear out the roster. Because I think, you know, those are, you know, good to have. Everybody's good to have.
So this is not to clear anybody out, but we are sending a message to say, don't let anybody holds you back from your full potential. Don't let anybody hold you back from that next level, that next stage in your life. You're going, you're getting it, you putting in work that your friends don't even see. Don't come with them with an idea and let them shut you down. Don't come with them with a opportunity and they shut you down. Like, girl, I don't think that's gonna work out. Baby, I tried it and it ain't about what they did and about what they experienced. It's your life, it's your experience. And this is just to say, like, don't be held back. Keep going, keep pushing. No matter what nobody says, if it's your family, your friends, you got to keep going.
You have to keep going. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Definitely keep pushing it, keep moving. And it's like you said, the vision is for you.
It's for you.
It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
You know, you can't take everybody with you. The ones you can, shout out to them.
Shout out to them. Allie has said before the episode, she was saying that God gives you a vision for you. It's not going to be something that your friends can see because their vision was for you. So you have to take that vision and you have to implement it. And if your friends can't hang on to it, don't cut them off. Get them the opportunity to get it right. But if they don't let them hold you back.
But I think it's still them just being supportive.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's stuff I don't understand. And I'm like, you know what, girl? I'm right here.
I'm right here for you.
I don't even get it, but I know you can do it.
I'm right here for
you.
Because a lot of times, your friends just need support more than anything.
Sometimes you just want somebody to clap for you.
You just want somebody to clap for you.
Somebody to clap for you that's going to show up and not be
like, it goes a long way. Don't ever underestimate support. Please don't underestimate support because you might just be that one friend that give that other friend 100% of the support and that motivation that they need. Like, a lot of times that, you know, I have, like, started a business and then I just need that one motivator. I just need that one supporter, that one fan that's like, okay, I'm doing this for the right reason. Okay, I'm going to keep going because at the end of the day, anything's possible. We know anything is possible. Especially with God behind it.
Yes.
Anything is possible.
Baby, he didn't turn
so
one.
So support your friends. Even if you don't see the vision, even if you might get a little intimidated, even if you might get a little envy, support them anyway.
Yeah, support them. And that's the thing. Even if you support, just show that love. It's nothing to show love, you know? And sometimes I feel like you said, it's one of those things where it's like, if you notice that you aren't getting that, like, and it's really within that inner circle, within this is an everyday relationship, you just have to, you know, cut ties, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, if it's one of those things where it's like, you have to cut ties, baby, you just have to cut ties.
You just have to cut ties. And even if it's just, I still love you. I still say a prayer for you every day.
Yes, it's not that I don't love you.
And you know what I mean? That's just what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people genuinely grow apart. Some people are here and they're just in a different place of life. And you don't have to hate them. You don't have to wish them bad. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you outgrow people.
Yeah.
That is normal. That is common. You outgrow people. Some people will blast off.
Yeah.
And other people won't. It's just not their time. But don't use the opportunity when you realize that you're outgrowing your friends to down them, to think they're less of you. Don't ever forget where you came from, honey.
Be
because
humble.
God, be
Be humble.
Be humble, because just as God gave it to you,
He can take it away just like that. He could take it away just like that.
Period. Period. So when you identify those friends that haven't got to the level that you are at, it's okay.
That's motivation.
It's motivation.
If your heart's in the right place, it will be motivation. If you are genuine and you are pure, it will be motivation. Exactly. Anything besides that, and I feel like sometimes, you know, people might, dang, you might be like, dang, but yeah, at the end of the day, it's all love. Your time is coming. You have to wait on God's time. We are all on God's time.
We forget that a lot. Like,
a lot of times,
I got a 5-year plan. Yes. It's going to happen one year. But we on God's time and we on God's speed. So just, I'm telling you, and everybody can agree with this.
Yes.
It might not happen when I want it to happen.
It's always on time.
Okay. Every single time.
Lord.
Thank you.
Because I see you
and I appreciate you. So this was a great episode. I really loved how, like, a lot of times we know that there's a difference between us.
Yeah.
And we think it's uncommon, but everybody goes through it.
I think everybody goes through it, most definitely. And it's hard.
It's hard.
We love our friends
like their family.
We really do. A lot of our friends, we love them. So it is hard sometimes to just recognize and be like, hey, like, I think we need to do better.
It's not to create more problems in your life. It's just to make sure that when you're on your self journey of growth, you're not letting yourself, friends, family, or any other things hold you back, because in reality, that's what we're put here for. We're put here to learn, elevate, and continue to grow. And you have to water people who's watering you.
Yes. You have the reciprocation.
Reciprocation. And when it's not reciprocating, you gotta love it from a distance, and it's okay.
You gotta go.
That's
gotta
okay.
Go distance.
So. I love this.
I love this too. I'm so happy about this.
Like, yes.
It's conversations that need to be had, like always.
It's conversations that need to be had. We need to hold people accountable, and we need to stop sweeping stuff under the rug.
Please.
You know what I mean? Because people think that, okay, she's not giving what I need, I'm gonna cut her off.
Mm.
But in reality, you could communicate with people.
And I think the thing is, you're more of a strong person when you can actually have those conversations.
Exactly.
You are showing your growth. Running from those conversations just show, like, have I really grown?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, the conversation's hard to have, but the friends I care about, I want to be able to have those
exactly.
hard conversations.
And it shows.
If you mess with me the way you mess with me, you say you do, we should be able to have this conversation.
Like, hey, girl.
Without there being no issues.
I really want you in my life. I really want you to go into this next chapter with me.
Yeah.
But I need you to meet certain criteria. That is perfectly okay.
That's okay.
That's like perfectly okay.
Right there.
What they say, the value, the price has risen. The value, what it was yesterday, the price has gone up.
Yesterday's price is not today's price, okay?
Exactly. And it's okay to let your friends know, baby. iPhone gives an update every 6 months. It's okay to give your friends the update, baby. We got to upgrade.
And I said, baby, we got to do better.
We got to do better.
I want better for both of us. Let's go.
For both of us. Let's go.
Because period.
So tune in and tap in, align with your friends. Bring a friend along with your journey, but don't be afraid to let a friend go.
If you have to. Cut them off.
Cut that off. But this is a great episode, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. And this is a community that we want to build. We want to build a community of people who are honest and open for communication, because communication rules the world.
Yes, we want to have these conversations.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, definitely, if you guys are on the same wave as we are, subscribe, like, and share. We also have something very special coming for you guys, August 10th.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if we're spilling the tea yet.
We are spilling the tea. We are putting together a picnic in paradise, literally. Yes. It's going to be at the Dallas Arboretum and Botanical Garden. Like she said, August the 10th.
August 10th, 11:30 to 1.
11:30 to 1. Now, we know it's going to be hot, but don't worry. We're in a shaded area. We're going to have picnic food, which includes sandwiches, salads, charcuterie boards.
We'll do some meditation.
Yes, ma'am.
Some guided talks. Just so much good stuff going on, you guys.
We're
going
to be giving out takeaways. We're going to include self-care journals.
It's
and
data.
It's something that you can hold close to yourself because we're about women empowerment and we're about self-love. And we know that this is something that's missing.
Yeah.
And we're here to offer it.
We just want to, we really want to have a community. We want to have a sisterhood, or a brotherhood. You're more than welcome to come.
Exactly.
So, definitely come see us August 10th. We would love to have you guys. Super excited.
Super excited.
Eventbrite is out. Find us.
Early's Bird Special is happening right now until July 15th.
Yes.
So please go ahead and get your tickets. Spots are limited. Y'all, if you are into self-love, you're into meditation, you're into just a lush greenery tropical oasis, this is
and
for you.
And connecting with women that are like you.
Yes.
So just come on. We would
love to. We would love to. And thank you in advance.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in for this lovely episode of Prettiest Podcast.
Yes, and we cannot wait to see you guys again.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.